which takes me right into our interview with Ken Bradley from Crime Stoppers. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning, Rosemary. Good morning, listeners.
Tell us, go on.
I've probably got to say good morning to the guys listening at Repco. Apparently they have it on 101.5.
Oh, yahoo, Repco. We love your work and we love you listening to us. So, come on, Ken, tell us what Crime Stoppers are up to.
Okay, since I was here last month, we've been to the Kilcoy Show on the 6th of April. We assisted a neighbourhood watch group at handing out screws at Better Produce on Bervingeri East Service Road.
Mm-hmm.
We did a coffee with a cop. Sorry, the coffee with a cop at Caboolture Park was cancelled on the 17th due to no police available. And Sunday the 21st, we did a barbecue fundraiser at Bunnings.
Easter Morayfield. Sunday, for goodness sake.
That was a fairly big day. Yeah, it went off very well.
Good on you.
The weather held off. There was only one shower, so mm-hmm. It was good.
Yep.
Friday the 26th, we're at Bribey Island Shopping Centre with a coffee with a cop handing out screws. And that day we handed out over 600 screws to different people. There was even people down from Gatton. I said, what are you doing on Bribey? You come
they're
all the way
holidaying.
From Gatton. They're having holidays.
Of course they are.
So, they had four cars, I think, in the family. So, we handed out over 600 screws.
Good on you.
We're certainly going through them.
Mm.
Then last Monday, whenever that was,
just the
29th of April, Rebecca organised a senior sort of seminar at the Bribey Island RSL, and I spoke on behalf of Crime Stoppers at that event, just as well I was inside because there was quite a few heavy showers.
Mm-hmm.
So that went off well. Now, what we're doing this month.
This is the important bit.
Yeah. Sunday. Get out of bed early. Well, just get out of bed anyway. Get up to the new police station by 11 a.m.
Yep.
There's apparently, it's going to be bigger than Ben-Hur. There's lots of happening. I know we're setting up a few marquees. We'll be there. I think Neighbourhood Watch will be there, plus Polair, plus the Dog Squad. A lot of police departments will have displays. And a lot of other events.
And Rotary's doing a beautiful burger okay. Thing, not a sausage sizzle. We're going up
have
the
a
market.
Burger.
Yeah,
okay.
My word. Have a burger with a cop.
Okay, have a burger with a cop. That's it. That's a different line. I'll leave that one alone for a while. I just thought of something. I'll leave that.
Leave it. Come on.
Okay. Then
okay, so that's Sunday. Big day. The new police station. And listeners, that police station is the biggest police station outside of the metropolitan area, so pretty big, and it is quite fantastic. I've been around through it.
Yeah, I'm presuming now if you want to go to the police station and see an officer, that there'll be plenty of room to park. That's what I'm waiting to see. I'm presuming there'll be plenty of parking.
There is plenty of parking. You go down and you can... Yes, yeah. There is. It's really quite wonderful.
So if you get lonely, you can always go across the road and talk to the people in the cemetery. There's hundreds there. So they won't
come
give
on.
You, they won't give you any lip.
Get back on point.
We've got that on Sunday, and Wednesday we've got, on the 15th, we've mm-hmm. got coffee with a cop here back at Caboolture Park Shopping Centre,
mm-hmm.
Wednesday 15th. Also, as usual, coffee with a cop again at Bribey Island, and that's Thursday the 23rd. Now, if you look at Gloria Jean's, both centres, you'll see a notice up near Gloria Jean saying when we're there. If you forget,
I'll tell you
when we're there.
Mm-hmm.
And also I've been asked to go down to, because we cover the Torbal area as well, Torbal Rural Fire Brigade do an event every year to make a run awareness and get more volunteers, and I'll have a display down there in the shed. And everybody will know where it is. As you're driving to Torbal, if you keep going, you drive straight in the shed if you don't turn left or right. So, that's just a start. And
yep.
Also in the coming, I was hoping weeks, but it's not going to happen, in the coming months, you'll see some large Crime Stopper signs. So you might remember we had some pole banners
up. You did.
Up.
You had beautiful banners.
They're all
up for a long time.
They're all deteriorated and crashed.
Yep.
And
yep.
So we're in the process of having some large 2 metres by 1.5 metre signs put up on at least 5 of the major roads.
Yep.
I'm in the process of getting council approvals,
mm-hmm.
and I'm still waiting on the police approval. I've got our head office approval. So, yeah, it's looking good. Now, I've just got to... I've pretty much got to wait for the council approval. That's coming, apparently.
It will be there.
So I'm just hoping I get it before Christmas.
No, you'll get it before Christmas.
Yeah, hopefully, yeah.
You'll get it soon. Ye of little faith. Ken, I'm going to ask you for the Crime Stoppers number, please.
Yeah, the Crime Stoppers, like if you know anything and see anything and want to remain anonymous, the 1-800-333-000. And better still, everybody, even me, old fellas like me, a basic computer knowledge, get on the Crime Stoppers website, find Queensland, go on to Want to Make a Report and fill it out. It's simpler that way. Otherwise, you're on the phone. You can be on the phone for 10 or 15 minutes on the 1-800 number.
Mm-hmm.
The other way, you can take your time, but get the address and details exactly correct, bingo, and send.
Sounds good.
That's the most convenient way, and send it off to Crime Stoppers, and you remain anonymous.
You do.
That's the whole idea of it. And as I said, we're still up and running. It's just our call centre's moved.
Mm-hmm.
And we've still got a lot of volunteers from our old call centre moved across to the new one.
Good.
And our head office has been, all the people paid pretty much is down to two because the funding has been reduced dramatically. Yeah. But we're still running.
Very good.
We have a rest every now and again, but we're still up and running.
Good to hear, Ken, and keep up the good work. Our
community. All right, we'll see everybody Sunday. Come on down.
Absolutely. Look forward to it. See
you
there.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.